T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe & Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Wood, what do you got here on a Monday morning? You got any good news?
Yeah, Joe, we start with a package grabbing. It's always a good way to start.
Really?
Did you catch Baker Mayfield's act on Saturday?
That's the first thing you got.
Yeah.
Did you catch what Baker Mayfield did?
I did not.
Against Kansas. Well, the Kansas captains refused to shake his hand before the game.
It was a little bush league by the guys.
Yeah, it was a little odd.
Yeah.
And so during the game, throughout the game, he proceeded to crap all over them and got into it with the fans as well. Telling them they should stick to basketball because they're a one-win football team.
You know what?
And then he went with the signature move of yours, Joe, the package grabber.
Yep.
I would just say this because what's he apologized now after 3 or 4 games?
Yeah.
Why didn't he just grow up a little bit? If we had other guys doing that, we'd be ripping them for some reason. What, he plays with more passion than anybody else.
I imagine if he was a quarterback for the Hurricanes.
I'm a little tired of his act.
Well, not only did he apologize during his press conference after the game, but he sent out a lengthy apology on Twitter as well. So he's getting good at the apology.
Yep.
Okay.
It's an art, though, isn't it, Joe, the apology?
I don't know. We've ripped a lot of guys in the past for things, and for some reason this idiot gets a hall pass.
Every time.
Like, grow up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Grow up a little bit, seriously. He's no more passionate than anybody else. He happens to be a really good quarterback. Act like it.
Any chance he's wearing a Dolphin uniform at some point?
I don't know. Right now, my head is all over the place with this Dolphin team on what you need to do. Today's probably not a good day because I might just fire half the guys on the team.
Well, they just imploded the Georgia Dome. Maybe they could do that here in Davie.
The Hard Rock's nice. Don't blame them.
No, not the stadium. I'm talking about the
what else
roster.
You got?
We'll do some more Dolphin stuff later on here in this show. Let's go to the Packers next. And Ha Ha Clinton Dix says Martellus Bennett quit. On Green Bay, he said at the end of the day, you have to think of it as a business. Me personally, I thought he quit on us. I don't fault him, but I did think he quit on us. He let us down as a teammate.
I think that's kind of what everybody's been saying. He tried to call the doctor out, and all those guys called BS on it. And it's like, hey, if you get out of this and you quit, you can go back to New England and play.
Yeah, not a bad spot to land after you leave a team.
But he had 3 catches in the first game back with them last week.
Jordy Nelson was the first, I think, right after Martellus came out and said the whole doctor thing. It said, I've been with the doctor for a long time.
I think Aaron Rodgers joined that club, too.
Aaron Rodgers.
Listen, man, this guy can say whatever he wants.
Uh-huh.
This is BS on the doctor.
Not a good rep to have in the NFL, right? Being a quitter.
Now, if it had been my doctor, he could have said whatever he wanted. He'd been right on the money. What else?
Joe, you teased us early this morning. We have to get to this, though. The saga between Donald Trump and LeVar Ball is just awesome now. Of course, Donald Trump is claiming that he got the boys from UCLA out of jail in China. Now, Trump takes a Twitter. He says, now that the 3 basketball players are out of China and saved from years in jail, LeVar Ball, the father of LiAngelo, is unaccepting of what I did for his son. And that shoplifting is no big deal. I should have left them in jail. That is your president.
That wasn't a Saturday Night Live skit? That was real?
No, that is the real tweet from your president.
Wow. You should be playing circus music at this point.
You could not make this up either way.
I know. You're right.
First of all, the father comes out and LeVar says, what's the big deal? He's shoplifting in China. Like, if that's the worst thing he does, like, dude, what don't you understand? Your kid could have done time.
Yeah. In a Chinese prison.
And then, like, I'm going, okay, that's pretty low, man. The guy did you a favor. The president even putting in 2 good words with a guy that runs China is pretty good. And he turns around, and like, the president doesn't have enough going on that he's got to take his shot and say, well, I wish those guys were all in prison. Like, really? Did you really say that back? Really?
Could LeVar Ball be the one that takes Trump down?
Those two should be working together.
Those two should fight in like one of those like celebrity boxing matches.
We're going to monitor this story very closely.
I was a little surprised after all three kids thanked the president for their help.
Yeah, that LeVar took a shot?
No.
What, you're surprised?
No, I'm surprised that the president, with everything going on, took a shot at a father that he knows is half wacky.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, he did.
Welcome to the world of social media, Joe.
Speaking of the circus, guys, this story I don't think got enough attention this morning. We got to touch on this Ray Malaluga thing and get to some of the details here. Now, Malaluga was confronted by an employee at Club 11, which is a 24-hour nightclub in Miami. It's right across the street from Space over there by the arena.
24-hour nightclub.
Wait a second. There's a 24-hour nightclub?
Yes, there is.
Wow.
Oh, God. I'm glad I'm not.
I'm glad
this is not in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, oh, God. I'd have been dead. I'd have never had a family. I'd be dead.
Where's Joe? I don't know. Check that 24-hour club.
So you'll be able to tell by the time.
You got a 24-hour license to drink for 24 straight.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know. It's a lot of geez. Drinking.
He was confronted about his $40 outstanding tab.
You said 400 or 40?
40. Mm. 40.
Oh, that's so great.
I don't know if he got a couple of beers or a dance or whatever he did.
A dance.
But he got confronted at 8:20 a.m.
That's way past Coach Shula's 11 o'clock curfew.
Now,
8:20 in the morning?
He got upset. He refused to pay. And the employee claims he asked him to pay again. Ray proceeded to grab him by the throat and shove him.
Mm, that'll do it.
I wish he would have shoved more people and he's playing middle linebacker. Maybe they wouldn't run all over us the way they did a couple weeks ago.
He was shoving stuff, but it looked like he was shoving stuff down his mouth.
This may be the saddest part of this entire ridiculous story. Ray was booked at just before 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and he was booked on his arrest report. He was 6'2", was his height.
Yeah.
350 pounds was his weight.
Come on.
I think they
6'2", 350.
Yeah, they missed on that a little bit. But he is a big guy. By the way, he's going to have a lot of time now because his NFL career is officially over.
Yep.
He can eat all he wants now.
Well, he can stay at that club all night long.
Though. He can actually get to that weight if he wants to now.
Oh, it's not going to take him a long time. Remember what happened when they first signed him? They put him on the weight program for about a month before he actually could play.
That's right.
One more quickie in honor of Jeffrey Loria. A rare Da Vinci painting was sold over the weekend. It was the most expensive painting ever sold. Went for $450.3 million
I saw that.
At Christie's in New York.
Yeah.
You think Jeff was at the auction?
He'd never pay that much for anything.
No. Not after what he just cashed in on. He's got to sit on that money for a little while.
There's fewer than 20 authenticated works by Da Vinci in existence. Wow. So this is quite a rare piece.
I think Jeff's got any of them?
Loria could afford it.
Now he can, sure.
He ain't paying that. He wouldn't pay that.
That would be a perfect way to spit in the face of Dade County.
He did get enough money down here, though.
Wouldn't that be the perfect way to spit in the face of Dade County? Hey, thanks for all that cash. Look at this painting I bought.
I think they still got a little fight going on. Lawyers for Jeffrey Loria, along with the city. And county, trying to figure out county, the mayor's trying to get some money out of him still from the original
deal. How much money are you going to get out of this guy? Just let him leave town.
They get 30 or 40 million, take it in a heartbeat.
I think Jeff right now would shoot that check right down. Here you go.
I'm glad he's gone, and I hope he never comes back.
Well, we matter keep of fact, suing the guy. He's going to have to stay
even
here.
If he comes to see David Sampson's kids, his grandkids, even hopefully they'll meet somewhere in France. And maybe David Sampson will fall in love with France, and he'll move there. That'd be a nice combination.
Can't you have like a co-ambassador?
Since we're dogpiling on, we just might as well just load it up here.
He could be
this
his assistant again. I'm sure if you're the ambassador to a nation, you need an assistant.
Did he take that job or no? I think he made so much money, he said, hey Donald, I don't need this thing. I'm going wherever I want. Hey, coming up at 8 o'clock, Dave Wonstedt's going to join us. It just got ugly in here.
An art story. I'm like, this will get him going.
Yeah. Between that and the...
Is that all you try to do instead of get stories? You just try to get me going in the morning.
I guess.
You won the war, by the way. I mean, they won a lot of battles, but you won the war.
I outlasted them.
You did.
You did.
Everyone was the Marlins.
You know what's funny? I didn't know if I said that publicly, but I said it privately to you guys. My only goal in life is to be on the radio longer than Lori and Samson are with the Marlins. One got fired, and the other stole... hundreds of millions of dollars, and I outlasted both those bastards.
Listen.
That's all I cared about. I lasted longer than both those bastards.
Joe, Loria won.
So kiss my ass every day.
Joe, Loria won. He got a billion.
Your path of destruction hit a lot of offices over there, too.
By the way.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah. By the way,
that flamethrower went right through the building.
Those were all self-inflicted to those guys.
Yeah.
A little late to ask me out for a beer. Hey, a little late to try to patch things up. Apparently word got to the new ownership. Hey, right now, you guys are bad. I don't wish that stuff on anybody.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.